This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Now, one of the president's first calls after the summit was to our next guest and some of his colleagues on Capitol Hill. Republican Senator John Barrasso from Wyoming sits on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and you chatted with the president as he was coming off this summit. How did he sound to you?
Well, optimistic, hopeful, but my hat's off. Congratulations to the president. This was a very historic and important first step in these ongoing discussions to eliminate nuclear weapons from North Korea. But the president felt that he had made progress. He's still very clear-eyed about this. We're going to have to see what happens. Mike Pompeo, as well as John Bolton, will be meeting with the North Koreans next week to take the next step. We need to make sure we have something that's verifiable, enforceable, and actually accomplishes what we need for America's security and safety at home, which is North Korea with no nuclear weapons.
So, of course, you know that's what critics, as Howie just pointed out, what they have said about this is that there isn't that framework. There isn't the verifiable, the inspections, all the things that are critical to this. One of your Democratic colleagues, in fact, the top Democrat in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, had this to say.
The bottom line is this. What the United States has gained is vague and unverifiable. What North Korea has gained is tangible and lasting. We hope this doesn't continue.
So a lot of work now for Secretary Pompeo and other American staffers, State Department and other locations to do in getting something done. How do they go about that in a way that will satisfy the president's critics, or can they?
Well, some critics of the president, you're never going to satisfy. When the president set up the summit in the first place, they criticized him. And then when he canceled the summit, they criticized him. And then when he went ahead with the summit again, they criticized him still. What we talked about with the president was just when he came into office, Barack Obama said we were on the verge of war with North Korea. And I think at that time we were. We saw North Korea's sophistication had increased dramatically. Now look at where we are today. I think as a result of this summit, the world is a little more safe and a little more secure and a little more stable than it was beforehand. But we're not all the way there. We have a lot of work to do. And, you know, I want something that actually can be a treaty where the Iran agreement fell apart. Well, it was a terrible agreement in the first place, but it was never brought to the elected members of the United States Senate representing the people of the country under Article 2, Section 2, Paragraph 2 of the Constitution. Instead, they took it to the United Nations. I want something with North Korea that we can take to the United States Senate and get confirmed as a treaty. That's how you have lasting relationships between countries.
Yeah, and it's the president in his interview with Sean Hannity tonight saying that's absolutely what he wants to do, and that is his goal, to get something to you all that you can vote on, that will be binding, that has the backing, hopefully bipartisan backing, of members of the Senate. We talked a little bit, Howie did, about the media bias there, and we referenced Senator Rubio earlier. This is another one of his tweets. He said, I too have concerns about how all this with North Korea will turn out, but I don't recall the experts criticizing Obama when he met with a brutal dictator in Cuba who also oversaw a police state and also killed and jailed his opponents. Hashtag double standard.
Well, Marco and I work closely together in the Foreign Relations Committee. He is very thoughtful on all these issues, spends significant amounts of time on it. But I think the president gave up nothing. I mean, he pushed the pause button on some of these military exercises. But we only do two a year. We've done the one in the spring. This one isn't for months to come. So it would be very easy to put those back on again. So I think the president has given up nothing. We've gotten a lot. What we've shown is that maximum pressure works. Tough talk by the president works. I think we're in much better shape today than we were the day that President Trump took office with regard to all these issues of international security and focus specifically, because we know that nuclear weapons in the hands of the people of North Korea, specifically Kim Jong-un, makes the world less safe and less stable and less secure. We need to eliminate those.
Well, just about everyone agrees this is only a first step and there's much more to come. So we will watch and wait for that. Senator, thank you for coming in tonight.
Thanks, Jen. Great to be with you.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hey, DC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez live.
Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, we've got Al Parada, the co-author of Politically Incorrect Guide to Immigration and American First Manifesto. As I mentioned to you yesterday, you think you know all about immigration, but did you know building the wall would cost less than half of what we spend to educate illegal immigrants every year? Illegal immigrants cost American taxpayers, are you ready for this, $116 billion a year. 62% of naturalized immigrants are for the Democrats. Only 25% are for the Republicans. Are you starting to get the picture? Well, so much more of the picture is wrapped up in their book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Immigration, an American First Manifesto, that you need to read to understand what is going on, because there's a lot of, you know, I think pee in the shells, you know, shifting around. That if you can't follow where the pee is hidden, you may miss out on what, you know, some of these manipulators are doing with our country and with the whole immigration debate. Al Parada joins, as I mentioned to you, right now. Al, how you doing?
Okay, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I appreciate you chiming in on what's going on, because we're hearing, you know, that there's a lot of pressure on the Beltway right now for the GOP to take up this immigration issue before the midterms. And, of course, leadership has been doing everything they can to block it. So help people understand why Paul Ryan doesn't want it to, you know, to go to a vote, and why these other groups, particularly the Democrats, want it to go to vote.
Well, that tells you the reason why Paul Ryan doesn't want to go to the vote. The Democrats are all in on this, and a bunch of moderate Republicans are also on board with coming up with a solution, but without, for example, the security behind it, the assurances, the you know, what is necessary. You know, they're talking about basically an amnesty for the Dreamers, but not the
securing the border or doing any of that.
Not securing the border, not doing the E-verify, the whole nine yards. And, of course, that's a disaster, because that goes, first off, it's bad for the country. But politically, it's bad because Trump ran and won on securing the borders. And if the Republicans, the moderates, go along with what the Democrats want to do, you know, you're basically handing the Democrats this whole issue. And you're giving up the house, basically.
Well, we've been this way before, right? I mean, Democrats promised all kinds of stuff. They didn't follow up. The Republicans gave them amnesty, over 3 million. And here we are all these years later, 25, 26 years later, and we're still arguing the same thing all over again.
Yes, and what's a little bit sad about this debate going on right now on your lovely Capitol Hill is some of the moderate Republicans aren't even pushing for the security end of it thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you're ending up with an even worse situation potentially, which is why Paul Ryan is trying to stop them from reaching the number. He's making all sorts of, they're making all sorts of deals to try to stop what the Democrats and these moderates are trying to pull, which is, you know, again, basically giving the amnesty without the security and without anything from stopping us from being back here 10 years from now with another 10 million people.
Well, worse yet, Al, what we're looking at, and I can't understand why the GOP can't see this, is that not so much about the 2018, but we're talking the 2020 elections. We're talking about the Democrats shilling the voting box by 2020 if they can get this passed this year. Can they not?
Sure. Again, if you're taking away one of the things that got Trump elected, you're weakening the reelection chances. If Trump isn't able to say that, hey, we've managed to secure the border, and, oh, we've managed to give a bunch of people amnesty, wow, that's not going to look so good.
No.
So, no. It's baffling that that there are Republicans who aren't seeing the danger to their own party. Let's put aside the security elements and what's best for the country. Just politically speaking, why are you going to do things that will encourage and create more Democrats that are going to vote against what's best for the security of the nation? It's self-defeating. I don't know. Maybe it's like an NBA team drafting really short people. I don't know. It's just one of those things that,
Well, it doesn't make sense whatsoever, Al, and you know that, and I know that, and what we don't understand is what with these moderate Republicans. I mean, it all sounds nice and fuzzy, and maybe they're getting some pushback, back home, but that's because they don't have the leadership and the, as we would say in the Hispanic community, the ganas, to, take this on, to be able to be, really convicted for their values and for what is necessary for them to understand what's in the best interest of their people. I mean, on the surface, it sounds good. Hey, look, let's amnesty DACA, let's get it all squared away. But you have to remember, again, when I talk to people and I say, do you remember who started this whole mess to begin with? It was Barack Obama. It was the Democrats. He passed it. He knew he couldn't get a law, so he did something illegally, which he told everybody up front that it was illegal. He wasn't going to do it. And then, 18 months later, he signs the DACA bill. And, here we are dealing with this mess as if we don't have enough things to deal with between Russia and this immigration mess that, thank you very much, that Nancy Pelosi and Schumer and Harry Reid and company and Barack Obama have delivered at our doorstep. I mean, we should be about the people's business and doing greater things, not dealing, with stuff like this that is better handled, in Congress the right way and not with a gun held to their heads like it seems to be right now.
Yeah, it seems like that's the only gun Democrats like right now is the one that got to the heads of the Republicans.
Right.
again, you think
good
of,
line. I'm going to use that one. I love that. That's great. It's the only gun the Democrats love. It's the one that they're using to aim at the Republic. I like that. That's good.
Yeah. And it's interesting thing when you talk about, like you said, it sounds the dreamers and the amnesty, that sounds good for them. Mm-hmm. We want to take, they through no fault of their own, they're here, and we want to kind of do right by them. That makes sense. Problem is, if you don't change the rest of the system, those guys can, bring in through chain migration how many other people all of a sudden. What was the figure? In 10 years, we've had like 7.8 million people enter our country through chain migration. Well, so you give the Dreamers, how many other people come along with them?
Right.
Whatever the figure is, even if it's just a million,
Well, you have you have 1.8 million Dreamers right now. So let's just say, for every Dreamer, multiply it by three, potentially you're talking 5 to 6 million people added on to that.
Yeah, and so on and so on and so on.
Exactly.
Like the old commercials. And mm-hmm. again, there are solutions here. There's a path solution. The solution is here. In the book we talk about different ways to get to the solution. And it's just a matter of getting it. Why don't the Democrats want a secure border?
Right. Let's pause real quick because you're getting into something and I want to give you plenty of time. We got to go to commercial. Let's go to commercial break. We'll come back. More from the streams. Al Perotta right after this.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. And claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the American, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I mistakenly said Al Perotta. It's Al Perotta. I'm liable to get phone calls from, you know, some family member. What are you doing with his name? I'm sorry. I apologize.
Then there'll be the family members going, oh, wow, you let him on the air.
Well, Al, we need your insight. I mean, what you and John's America put together in the politically incorrect guide to immigration, American First Manifesto, really breaks this down. It lays out the truth of the matter. There's really no excuse for people to continue to be ignorant about this issue, because the facts bear the truth and they are hard to deny. Right before we went to break, you were starting to get into some more of the detail. So go ahead and unfold that for us, if you would.
Well, you know, in the book, and one thing I do have to say about it, about the book itself, is that we do go into the details of what to do, and even more crucially, we give people the ways to explain to their friends, family, coworkers, whatever else, where the problems are, how to answer these things. When you say, "Well, we're a country of immigrants," you know, what is the answer to that? What is the, it's just, I'm just excited about the book. I really want people to get it, because it really does help on that basic level. We go into the deep stuff, but also and solutions, like you say, hey, you need to have border security. Hey, you do need to have E-Verify. Yeah, you do got to do something about chain migration. You do have to say, hey, here's who we need to build a stronger America, as opposed to just family connections. Here's what we need.
Right.
Here are the people who want to come. I mean, a lot of people want to come. What is it?
Right.
140 million people want to come to America.
Mm-hmm.
We should have a say of who we bring in terms of what we need to make America stronger.
Right.
So these are practical things. There's nothing draconian about it. We're not out to hurt anybody. No, we're trying to make the path clear for those to come in the future, and what is best for Americans here now, and of course America, the America we want to build. And that's where the America First thing comes from.
Al, when you talk to immigrants, and I'm talking, you know, the people that are coming in, even those immigrants who are recently assimilated into the culture, they're very protectionistic about this country and its values. They see what's going on. They don't want MS-13 in this country. They don't want the borders leaking like a sieve. I mean, the reason they left the country, and we're just talking the people in the South, we're not talking necessarily Europeans or the people from Canada, but even they understand that we need to have secure borders. As Ronald Reagan said, a nation that cannot control its borders is not a nation.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that's lost on this, is we're not... I like to read this thing. This is interesting. I'm going to read something to you really quick, if I may.
Yes.
We cannot... The quote, "We cannot continue to allow people to enter the United States undetected, undocumented, and unchecked. Those who enter our country's borders illegally and those who employ them disrespect the rule of law." You know where that's from? That's not from Donald Trump. That's not from the Freedom Caucus. That's the 2008 political platform of the Democratic Party.
Right, right.
So what we're dealing with is definitely a political thing, with people trying to make political points on something when they know what the answer to the problem is, and that there is a problem.
Well, there was a paradigm shift within the party platform for the Democrats, because even Barack Obama echoed that sentiment, saying that we needed Bill Clinton before that we needed to protect our borders. We need to be cautious about immigrants coming into this country. But there was a huge shift within the Democratic Party to where, and maybe part of that shift is, Alice, what we saw in the last election is that Black America as a monolithic voting entity is no longer monolithic. It's not all Democrat all the time. They're seeing what Donald Trump, opened their eyes to, and saying, hey, look at what have you got to lose? You just had a Black president. How much did he help you? Now, look, case in point, here we are 500 days into this presidency, and the unemployment rate for Blacks is an all-time low. Hispanics, the same thing. I mean, we're virtually at zero unemployment at 3.8%. I mean, this is the best it's been in 20 years.
The Democrats, they can't win the argument with the people who are here, so we'll change the demographics.
Sure.
Here's a better idea. Protect America, come up with better arguments. You might have a better shot at it.
Right.
Not that complicated, folks.
Yeah, but unfortunately,
Nancy Pelosi could understand it, and we can spell it out nice and slow for Maxine Waters. We can make it nice and clear. It's pretty simple. Protect the border. Come up with better arguments. You won't have to change the demographics because you're losing the African-American vote.
Well, to your point, in the absence of good arguments, let's just let emotions harangue the people and scare them and fear-monger. I mean, they claim the Republicans are fear-mongering, but it's they themselves that are fear-mongering with the rhetoric that they're putting out there, especially when it is the essence of fake news. It's misrepresentation, and unfortunately, the mainstream media is not calling them out on it.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I mean, take something like the this business about separating children from the parents at the border. The parents who are being charged with committing crimes. People are charged with crimes all the time. Now, what's interesting about this is one of the first times in recent memory that you've heard Democrats really support the unification of families. If you start talking about something like having a mother and father is a good thing to have together.
Right.
Oh, well, now you're a hater in that direction. You know, if you say, hey, single motherhood is not as strong as having a father and a mother, oh, again, you're a hater. So this is the one case where they like the idea of families sticking together.
But the counter argument on this, Al, if you've been hearing, is that, okay, so I guess if you're illegal, it's okay, but if you're a citizen, then why shouldn't a citizen? You would think a citizen would have priority. Well, we have families that are separated all the time when a father or mother breaks the law, so now you should not separate the father and mother. So now we're not going to adjudicate the law because we would have to break up the family.
Yeah.
How does that make sense?
It doesn't. But again, the idea is, hey, if people follow the laws, better things happen. A lot of these things do not happen.
Right.
They don't try to come into our country illegally, which if you do not make that choice to put your child in that situation, hey, you know, that's not going to happen. Separation's not going to happen.
Right. In your book, Al, you and John, you know, these figures that you put out are just absolutely heartbreaking. And this was one of my earlier passions in getting into this debate here. A lot of people overlook this. And again, the Democratic Party, you know, here they are, the protectors of women and hashtagging everything from one end to the other. And you write in your book, 80% of Central American women and girls who enter the United States illegally are raped along the way.
Yeah. Raped, sexually assaulted, and that's a tragedy. And the idea that gets lost is a bit nauseating to me. It's one of those things where you hear the idea that okay, you're not being Christian, you're not supporting open borders. I look at that and go, how can I tolerate the abuse of girls and women who make that trek? How can I do things that encourage that? And have a good conscience.
We're not even talking young boys and what they're turned into. I mean, when we had, the refugee flight from Central America here not that long ago that were storming our borders on trains and that, I looked at that. I go, this is a human resource boom for all the bad guys, you know, drug runners and sex traffickers just sat there at the border and they watched these people coming in. They go, hey, look at, go over here. We got business for you. You go over here. So all the young boys were turned into drug mules and the girls into, sexual objects and held as sex slaves. I mean, welcome to America, the land of the free and home of the brave. And now you're drug running and you're a sex slave. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's a mess. And it's in that sense, that's tragedy. And it is a tragedy, especially since the solution isn't all that hard.
Yeah, but we need to see our complicity in this. And this is what's missing from the discussion and from the awareness of everyday people is that we are complicit in this kind of junk happening in our country. The fact that a young girl could come here and seek an abortion and at 17 years old and the government somehow says that's okay to do that. Well, what happens several years down the road when, the husband or the baby daddy and the mother, now over age, go, hey, I was only 17. Now I'm going to sue the United States of America because they killed my child. Well, Al, we're at the end of our time. As always, it's a joy and always enlightening to have you on the show. I appreciate, highly recommend The Politically Incorrect Guide to Immigration and American First Manifesto. Read it and be educated and understand what's happening in your country, ladies and gentlemen. Al Prado, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Al.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Money. 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 You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com. Announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. It's always about you, so much so that when we have things to give away, we're givers, so we like to do that. I can only imagine the song you know, the story you don't, the Blu-ray DVD that is just been released now to the public at large. I've got some to give away. And also the movie Samson, an action-packed, gripping, biblical epic. All you have to do, drop me an email, bill at billmartinezlive.com. Tell me you want to be put in the hopper, because that's what we do. We put names in the hopper. We pull them out, make sure you include your name, your address, all that important stuff, so I know exactly where to send them to, because we have a plethora of these DVDs, and we want to make sure that you have one for your own personal enjoyment and share with friends and family, okay? Well, I'll tell you, what is the story? I mean, this big next story is all about sex, lies, and political leaks, which seems to be more the order of the day. And you're wondering why we're at $21 trillion in debt and our government is so dysfunctional. And it seems like we have more of this than not. And Dan Gaynor joins us now. He's the VP of Business and Culture for the Media Research Center. Dan, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And you're right. This is the kind of story that scares you about when you hear D.C. is a swamp. You go,
right.
Well, yes, it is.
Yeah. I mean, it's just out of control here.
And, you know, if somebody's not leaking, then they're having sex, and you got all this interplay that's going on, and, you know, it's pay to play, and whether it's money outright or sexual favors. And meanwhile, hashtags are abounding.
Well, and you look at this, and basically, D.C. is a company town, and this is one of the things that's hard for people who don't live here to understand. You've got people, you've got government employees who are full-time employees, you've got, you know, political appointees, you've got politicians, you've got journalists, and you've got companies that, like K Street or other companies that work with them, and there's a lot of, I'll use the word interplay, you know, there's a lot of interaction among them. And so in this case, what happened, you had Allie Watkins, this reporter who's now at the New York Times, who, according to New York Post today, the New York Times is now investigating her. And so I think her career is in deep trouble. But she started working as an intern at McClatchy. She had a big story break when she was at McClatchy. Then she went, you know, she was at Politico and BuzzFeed and now hired New York Times. Well, along the way, everybody said, oh, she's a great reporter. But what happened was she got involved with this guy, James Wolfe, who was for 30 years the security director for the Senate Intelligence Committee, which meant he handled secret and top secret information. And she was getting a lot of information. So, of course, she would go and she told her first two employers that, oh, by the way, I'm involved with this guy. And they never told their readers, so the readers didn't know about, oh, well, is she getting these leaks from him? Oh, you know, that you could certainly be suspicious of that.
Well, sure.
And then she told the New York Times after they hired her. But back in February, she got a letter from the Justice Department saying they had seized her data, which doesn't mean like the actual words of what she was saying, but all the metadata, all the
telephone activity, just the contacts and all that kind of stuff.
Right? Yeah, between her and him, because he's being charged with leaking classified data. Shocker. She didn't tell her employer, though. She didn't tell her employer until they were working on a story about it several months later. So now it all comes out, and turns out she had a 3-year relationship with him while she's, of course, covering all these related issues. You know, it looks horrible for him, and it frankly looks horrible for her. And the way the media have handled it is, Trump's invading, ruining the First Amendment, invading the privacy of reporters who are trying to do their jobs. And even some in the press, particularly including the Washington Post, have been a little bit more skeptical. And Callum Borchers wrote a story about it and basically said, Trump excels at muddying the waters, and this is, you know, maybe their best work yet, because this does not look good for the press.
All this stuff is BT. This is before Trump. So how do you bring Trump in the car? Well, I guess anything is, you know, you don't have Charlie Brown anymore, so now we're going to blame everything on Donald Trump.
But my favorite was one of the journalism experts the Washington Post cited referred, because they're all clearly bothered by this relationship. And one of them referred to this as a multi-dimensional relationship.
A multi-dimensional.
Between her and him. And I mean, like, you know, the United States has a multi-dimensional relationship between us and Germany or other countries.
Right.
You know, but reporters are not supposed to have multi-dimensional relationships with their sources. Just not.
Yeah.
I'm a member of the Society of Professional Journalists, and there is an ethical code of journalism. And the one that is most violated, more than any other rule, I think, on the SBJ code, is you're supposed to avoid conflicts of interest.
Right.
And it adds real or perceived. So even at the fantasy that she was keeping this all above board and they only ever talked about personal stuff and he never gave her any information at all, no sane person on the planet would look at this and say, you're not giving this.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and all you did on the tarmac was talk about your grandkids. Yeah, okay.
That's that's one of my favorite stories.
Yes, right. Exactly. This is so incredible here. You know, the thing that's ironic about this is, as you say, there's the code of journalism, but yet attorneys don't have that. I mean, you know, here recently, I think last year there was some conversation, of course, that kind of went off by the wayside about attorneys having sex with their, you know, with the people that are there, their clients, and somehow they, you know, it's one of those long overlooked things that they just felt like they didn't have any code of ethics against that.
Well, professors, too.
Yeah.
There are some schools, I think, that have now instituted policies, but I think at a more widespread level, as long as a student is not a student of yours, going back to my college days,
yes.
I knew of students who had, two girls who had a deal where they would hook up with professors, one would hook up with professors for the other ones that was teaching the other one, and vice versa.
Oh, so quid pro quo, little exchange, little consortium going on here, and it's all for the same objective. I mean, you know, and this is what is amazing to me, Dan, that here our culture today is that you have to, you now, because it's not written in the code, I mean, there's just the basic morality and ethics, you know, common in the old days just doesn't exist anymore. So unless you put it out there and say that you're not supposed to do this, then I guess it's okay until you get away with it.
Well,
until you get caught.
I think that words it really well. I mean, yeah, when you remove the what is considered to be, what do they call it, the rules,
mm-hmm.
you know, for dating or the rules for how you, when you assume morality is the default setting, mm-hmm. then you can look at people, how dare you act that way? The morality is the default setting.
Right.
But now it's not. The default setting is anything goes.
Right.
For moral life, it's hedonism. That's the
mm-hmm.
default setting.
Oh, totally. So, yeah. Totally. I mean,
unless you're conservative, if you say you want to live a moral life, and then you sin once,
yes.
then you go, oh my gosh, you did this awful thing.
Right.
But if you say you should sin all the time and you sin, or you do, you know, sleazy things, the media don't care.
That's right. Well, you knew I was a snake to begin with, right? So what did you expect? I guess. I don't know. This is so bizarre that we're here. But, yes, you're exactly right. The double standard in our culture is galling. But we will continue to wade through it, Dan Gaynor. And I'm not sure what it's going to take if we just get to the end of ourselves and we finally say, you know, this is kind of, you know, we're kind of a joke unto ourselves here. You know, no ethics, no morality. And what are we passing on to the next generation? Worse yet, you know, because up next are our sons and daughters. That's what we want for them, right?
Right. Well, this happened. It didn't happen all at once. It happened gradually. If we're going to fix
it. Like it always does.
Gradually. Yep.
Dan Gaynor, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Bill Martinez live.
We're back with the America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and on the other side of the here on the West Coast. I mean, I'm on one side of the coast. He's on the. We got him surrounded, James. I'm telling you.
Well, that's good. We have to have him surrounded.
James Hurston.
Protect their minds.
Yeah, is that possible? But, you know, look, at if you keep putting fire in your lap, the Bible says, is that you're going to get burnt.
No question about it. Yeah. That's right. Yeah,
well,
this book is still wisdom for our time.
Without a doubt. Well, we're talking with James Hurston, of course, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, speaking of people being so open-minded that their brains are falling out, you're pointing out the death of late-night comedy. I mean, it's just not funny anymore.
Well, this is the thing. I mean, we've been watching it slowly die. And we talked about it on your show before. But there's just been a couple of events that have sort of cemented the idea that what we used to call late-night comedy is just disappearing. I mean, we had Bill Maher, who's part of the late-night. I mean, he started out on a show I used to appear on, Politically Incorrect, on ABC. He had Kimmel's spot before, and he comes out there basically so venomous is his hatred for President Trump that he says that we have to take down President Trump by having a recession. He says, go ahead and crash the economy.
Says somebody that is not going to be greatly affected by a recession, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, Bill Maher's worth probably $100 million. So, I mean, he's been on for a long, long time. He has plenty of money. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he says, you know, that's necessary. What it underscores is that people on the left think nothing about the suffering of ordinary Americans if it's necessary to achieve their dubious ends. It's the ends justifies the means, and so we see it on all the issues.
Yeah, right.
I mean, this happens to be one, the economic issue. The funny part is that the mainstream media has been pretending that this roaring economy with a soaring GDP, with record low unemployment, with just an amazing consumer confidence, that somehow either it doesn't exist, it's not worth reporting on, or it's attributable to the previous administration.
Exactly.
That's the way they're approaching it. But in order for Bill Maher to rant like this, we had to acknowledge, hey, the economy is great.
Yeah.
And so we have to see it get not so great because, you know, President Trump's approval numbers, as we speak, are at a higher level than President Obama's numbers were at this same time, or President Bush or Clinton. And so it looks, you know, it looks like he's interfering with the blue wave a little
yes.
bit. And so they, you know, their hatred knows no bounds. And then, mm-hmm. you know, of course, we have Stephen Colbert, who is taking, you know, he's talking about his issues with, again, this incredible venom and hate. And his show has become, you know, wall-to-wall Trump bashing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, it's quite an amazing thing to
Well, maybe you should just connect with CNN and just keep the infomercial running all night long, you know, from, you know, prime time, late night. I mean, they don't care about ratings anyway. SpongeBob is beating them out right now, so no big deal. You know, to your point about Bill Maher, if you remember, he was the same one that told Barack Obama, then President of the United States, why are you waiting on Congress? Just go ahead and make up laws. And I think that
of course.
You remember, and I think that he, I think Barack Obama heard him because then it was shortly after that that he talked about, you know, his pen and his cell phone, and he was moving on.
Sure, his pen and his phone. Yeah, mm-hmm. that and he did, of
yeah.
course, the whole, you know, his DACA executive order, which is flagrantly illegal, and even people who support Barack Obama acknowledge that he had absolutely no authorization to, or statutory or otherwise, mm-hmm. to issue an executive order granting work permits. You can't do that.
Exactly.
And it just doesn't matter to him, and that was unreported or underreported. Then, of course, we have this thing with, you know, there are weekly late-night shows. By the way, you mentioned that CNN doesn't care about an audience. Well, apparently neither does NBC, ABC, and CBS, because
yes.
you look back, you know, to the age of Johnny Carson, there were three times the amount of people, 9-10 million people watching his show. And now they're going, Stephen Colbert is number one at the moment, and his audience is about maybe some nights not even as big as Fox News's audience.
Mm-hmm.
It's one-third the size of what late night used to be, and it's not funny. It's
no,
tedious.
It's not. But
and it's
James,
offensive.
James, you bring up a good point, if I can interrupt you here for just a second. Whether it's late night comedy that used to be so special and fun and enjoyable and all that good stuff, we've got the NFL, you got the NBA, all these people getting out of their lanes and messing things up here. I mean, you can't watch football anymore. You know, less people are watching all this stuff. I mean, last night I happened to tune in the Tonys, and I'm watching the Tonys because I love Broadway, and it was like, you know, a love fest I didn't quite want to get involved in. You know, and I don't know. Call me old fashioned. It just, you know, I don't need that. I don't need that pushed on me. And the LGBTQ agenda, and then you get De Niro coming on, and you know, F Trump, and all this. It's like, wait a minute. You guys are making even the theater less fun for me as well. I mean, what are my options?
Well, when you see the people that are the creators on Broadway give a standing ovation to a juvenile, you know, piece of profanity coming out of an idiot's mouth like De Niro.
Mm.
And what does he have to do with musical theater, for God's sake?
Right.
Anyway,
mm.
but in any case, that is basically a sign, it's so ironic, of incredible hatred.
Mm-hmm.
And De Niro is just a hate-filled human being, and he doesn't, it's really important for the listeners to know. It's not just hatred for President Trump. It's hatred for you.
Right.
It's hatred for you people who voted this man into office and who hold these, you know, archaic beliefs about America first.
Exactly.
And hold these ridiculous beliefs about having a border and having a sanctity of sovereignty of nationhood. You backwards people with your guns and your Bibles. It's the same kind of condescending thing and hateful thing, but it's reaching a new level, and we really have to be cautious because they're coming after Christians.
Exactly.
They're coming at, they're not happy with the cake decision.
Mm-hmm.
They want to restrict our rights. They want us to suffer, like Bill Maher said. Mm-hmm. It's okay. And I think this is a dangerous time in this country. And we really have to be discerning and aware.
Well, what is the coming in question here is it's an issue of courage. I mean, when you have designated bullies like Robert De Niro coming on, and the left has got a lineup of designated bullies. They come in and they're bullying the rest of everybody, and you know, they're just not kind. They're not nice people, and that's it's unfortunate, because De Niro as a talent, that's one thing, but as somebody who would want to heal the nation and be a part of bringing us together as a country, no bueno. He's not helping out here. He's hurting. He's doing more harm than good, and he needs to be set aside. It's just like, you know, even Susan Rice. They were asking Susan Rice about, you know, some trade policies that was going on after the G7. I'm going, why is she even on TV, James? I don't want to see her anymore. She has no credibility for me. And, of course, CNN.
Yeah.
It wasn't CNN. I think it might have been, was it Face the Nation that she was on? Anyway, it was just like, why would you have her on? She lied to you guys, and she's lied to us, but yet you still want to have her, you know, as a spokesperson.
Yeah, no, there's no question about it. It's, you know, Susan Rice appeared on every talk show and lied about the Benghazi video, and she's been out there lying about the unmasking, and she's one that has been repeating the canard that the Obama administration was scandal-free, which is ridiculous. And the fact is, look, these people now, they don't just disagree with the average American who cares about the country. They don't just disagree. People who love America, who want America first, who care about the fundamental values that put us together, the common creed reflected in the Declaration of Independence, they don't just disagree. They have an incredible, powerful hatred.
Mm-hmm.
And we see it manifest right now against our president, but it's not just against our president.
Right.
It's against principles of America that we care about.
You know, James, I don't mind somebody being passionate about something, but have some intelligence. Their form of it lacks intellect. It really does. I, you know, I'm sitting there going, wait, how do you get there? How do you connect the dots to that extreme where you're at? It's just anger unleashed here, and you are in your echo chamber that you think somehow everybody thinks this way, and you are representing such a small minority, and it's going to get to the point, whether it's Broadway, the NFL. NFL's already taken a big hit. NBA now with, you know, LeBron making the announcement. I didn't realize he was a spokesperson for Steph Curry, but I guess he must be now, because he made the announcement. Of course, they were down 3-0 at the time, or 0-3, I should say, Cleveland was, when he made the statement that, you know, neither he nor Steph Curry would go to see the president.
Well, you know, at least the Washington Capitals don't have far to travel. And in the NHL, you know, they haven't said that.
Mm.
So somebody will go visit the president. But,
yeah, or
but
not.
You talk about the anger. You talk about the hatred.
20 seconds, James. We got to wrap it. Okay, so you got the last word.
The loss in 2016. They don't care to find out why Trump won, why his backers back him. They only can portray it in almost comic book style because they're in a state of total denial and anger, and they won't snap out of that.
We'll leave it right there. James Herson on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
Thank you, Bill.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You